episode of the Garment Decorators Podcast. Hello.
I'm Ollie.
How are you?
Helpful. Educational.
Research the heat press.
The best podcast conversations we have had.
My business called John McGonagh Design.
With Matt from Print Pro UK.
It's nice to be here.
I have loved this episode. If you're a garment decorator, welcome to the crew.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Garment Decorators Podcast. Andy and I are coming to you, just the two of us today. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Happy?
Good, I'm good. I'm very happy that we're sitting down. It feels like we haven't sat down to record a podcast episode, just the two of us, for ages. It's like way before Christmas.
We were pretty prepared back end of last year, so it's good to be back.
Yeah, Marcia took your spot for a little while.
She did, yeah.
She did a great job. She did a very good job.
If anyone's not listened to that episode yet with Marcia from The Cute and the Curious, it's really worthwhile listening, especially if you're thing of starting your own business. I think she gave some really great advice and some ideas of homework to do, things to consider.
Yeah.
Definitely worth listening. It's just inspiring listening to her story in general, I think, as well.
It was. And I won't lie, I have re-listened to it since then, because some of the things that she said, I think I only partly took in the first time around. And then when I re-listened to it, I was like, oh, there's more like nuggets of gold in here that I guess just like went straight over my head the first time around. So yeah, I've had that on repeat a little bit, which is nice. But today's episode, we're talking about print run promotion because the event is coming up in a couple of weeks' time by the time this episode comes out.
Yeah.
And of course, it's one of the biggest events for heat printers in the UK. All of the big brands are going to be there, including ourselves. And last year, we did an episode just preparing people for what the event is, what to expect, how to navigate your day, basically. So we figured we'd sit down and record the same episode again for you all and hopefully give you some tips and tricks and teasers to what to expect on our stand this year.
Yeah, so for anyone that is perhaps listening for the first time or has started listening to us in the last, I don't know, 10 months, Printman Promotion is an event that's held every year in February at the NEC in Birmingham. And this year it's in a couple of weeks' time. You can get tickets for free. It'll be Sunday to Tuesday. And we always go there. We always have a great time. We always bring lots and lots for you. But if you're thinking about getting started, it's a really good place to get started because it has everything you need.
Yeah.
It has wonderful transfers and heat presses and heat transfer vinyl that we'll be able to provide there, and all the education that we have on our stand. It also has the blanks company. So if you don't really know where to start, you can come and try using a transfer in our stand. You can also look at all the different t-shirts and hoodies and bags and accessories, everything that you're going to need in your print business, all the brands that you need to be friends with and start to, you know, maybe get a rep or just kind of get a feel for companies and what the different t-shirts feel like from a quality point of view. They're all going to be there, as well as all the major wholesalers for the companies you're actually going to need to buy them from. So it's very much like everything under this roof is going to help you either start your business or grow your business and take it to the next level.
Yeah, and it is really difficult in this particular industry when you're getting started to know what is the best and what you want to work with, because even though you can order samples now and you can order minimums and that's all fantastic, but you have to either pay for that or it's, you know, it's extra effort, whereas in that room everything is available, like you said, to touch and see and feel. So it's the perfect place to sort of just experience everything for the first time.
Yeah, and it gives you a chance to start partnerships with brands as well. I think that's
which we all know is very important.
Yeah, we always like to, you know, work on a very deep level and, you know, partner with people, as everyone listening, to help them with their business or support them as much as we can do. And it's a good chance to meet different parts of the team that you wouldn't normally get to meet or speak to on the phone.
Yeah.
Because those sort of relationships are going to help you grow your business and really succeed in this year, the next year, in few years' time that way.
Yeah. So ironically, considering our last conversation that we had on the 100th podcast episode, I have no notes today and Andy has come prepared with his iPad, which is normally the other way around. But today, Andy's going to lead us through the episode because I am very unprepared. It took me a long time to set up our lovely new set that we have this year. We'll take a moment to appreciate that for my point of view. Thank you much.
Well, the way I wanted to start really is talk about education, because that's a big part of the show, and really understanding, you know, making the most of it. It's not just a case of just going and touching t-shirts or using transfers. It's also like really getting into the detail. You know, you're going to be there for at least one day, say 7 to 14 hours. A lot of people come for 2 days. Is this is a chance to really get your question answered? If you're having a problem, bring the problem to the event. I know that we're never afraid to you know, listen to, you know, I can't use this, I'm having trouble with this. Bring the item along with you and we'll figure it out together. We'll have more time than we'd normally be able to have. And it's also practical time. You know, we've got all the machines there. It means that we can really get into the detail with it and really help people. And one of the things that we're really passionate about as the leading educators in this industry is giving stuff back to people, giving information, help that we learn from all of our biggest customers and the mistakes we see other people making. We try and stop you from making them. PMP is a good chance for us to provide some information like, don't do this, or this is working great for other people. We think you should try this. So that's why we have lots of education going on our stand. But we also have a few talks throughout the 3 days as well. We've got 7 different talks and panels that the two of us are going to be a part of. So that's why it's really important, not just to plan your day from who to visit, and we can get into that as well, but it's also what you do and when you do it as well. So we're just going to kind of go through the talks a little bit to start off with. That way we can kind of just explain to everyone what they might expect those talks, when they are, so that way you can plan your day around it. But do come and see us and pester us with as many questions as you like. Even if you think they're a stupid question,
there's no such thing as a stupid question.
You know, it's very important you don't go home and be like, I wish I'd asked them that.
Yeah. What would you recommend people time-wise to do at this event? Because you've just said some people come for 1 day, some people come for 2. What would you recommend people do? Because obviously there's a lot to see.
I think it depends what your goal is from the show, really. Okay. Where you are with your business. If you are at the point where you're looking to invest in equipment, so that's where some people tend to go for 2 days. If someone's thinking about buying perhaps a pro place or like 3 or 4 pro places, they might come on the first day. They'll have a look at the machine and be like, that's amazing, I need to sleep on it. I remember speaking to someone last year and they came back and said I had to try and think of reasons not to buy it, but that way they knew it was the right decision for their business if they slept on it, and still when they woke up thought, I need to buy this machine.
I suppose it's less of an impulse decision. I mean, I think if you go to the show, you do research beforehand, like most people do.
Yeah.
But seeing it in person is a very different experience and using it and applying it for the first time. But I think it just gives you that peace of mind that, like you said, it is the right decision if you've had a night to sleep on it and you still want it the next day. Whereas if you buy it on the first day and then, I don't know, I mean, not that you're ever going to regret buying a pro blade. But it just gives you that peace of mind, doesn't it?
It does. I think that's a strategy that some people involve. So I think if you are looking to buy equipment, depending on, you know, if your instincts are telling you something anyway, then you don't, you know, trust your instincts on that. You know, there's lots of information on YouTube in particular. So even as like a pre-event, you know, search for heat press, search for heat transfer, heat transfer vinyl, and do your homework before you even get there. So that way, when you get there, you're asking, you know, sort of the second level, third level of questions, rather than just be like, tell me about this. You want to already know about it. And then you can ask, like, you know, try and trip us up or anyone else who might be there, because, you know, this is important. You're making important investments in your business. So do your homework first and then come and ask the questions.
Did anyone trip you up last year with the questions? Because we had quite a lot of interesting questions on the stand for, like you said, different materials and stuff like that, but 99% of it I feel like we have an answer for or can figure out the answer
for. No, I don't think there's nothing that we didn't succeed in.
What was the most bizarre thing someone asked you to print? Can you remember?
I remember having quite a lengthy conversation and testing with someone who was decorating football socks.
Okay.
That's so it's quite popular at the moment in football, soccer, is that athletes, you find, if you go and look up images, you'll see lots of them like tearing holes in their football socks.
Okay.
Because they're finding that, I think, the compression on them is too much. So when they're playing a game, they're getting too constricted or something. I'm not sure on the exact science behind it.
Yes.
But what they'll do is you'll see a premiership footballer and they've got holes in their socks because they don't like the way they feel or the way they feel.
It's too tight and the blood flow doesn't. Yeah.
So there was someone who had a business that specialized in making the next generation of football sock, or technology behind it, and they wanted to test, you know, different stretchy transfers and how they might respond. And so that was definitely a new one. I mean, I think it was within like that week that there was like a really big thing about it. I guess because, you know, it's February and it's a bit cold, and like, why have these footballers got holes in their socks?
Yeah.
So it's very timely. But so we spent quite a lot of time testing that to figure that one out.
Interesting.
But, you know, that one worked very well. I think A lot of people thought they were going to trip us up on the sliders that Audius brought out.
That was going to be my next comment.
They were like, you know, in theory, you know, that could be something that's quite hard.
Yeah.
But because the team, Andy and the team from Audius had been in 6 months before that PMP, I think,
longer than that.
And we did a lot of testing. We spent like half a day figuring this out. Means that we'd already had the answers.
We'd already failed multiple times.
Yeah, so when they got there, we put them on the can cooler platen, which is like a, if anyone's not familiar with it, it's like an 8-part platen that has eight different arms on it when you can slide.
It's like the perfect size for these sliders.
So it's that.
Almost like the slider platen.
That's it. So we're putting our DTF transfers and some different vinyl on there, fusing them on the press, and they were peeling as they were coming off the press.
Yeah.
That's really easy. There's no... not a single scorch on them. I think people are like,
I joke and say like, oh, we failed a few times before, but thinking back to it, I genuinely don't think we actually had to try out that many methods. I think we got it pretty much spot on the first time, because I think you thought about it beforehand, hadn't
you?
Yeah, like, oh, we'll try
it. Because a few goes, I mean, you can just put them under a clamshell press, but it just squashes them a bit.
Yeah.
So it's all about finding the right platen to go with them. In terms of actually getting stuff to apply to them, that was really easy.
Yeah,
it's just about the most efficient way to do it.
Yeah,
so I think those are the ones that kind of stand out, but there's nothing where we're like, I'm sorry, I can't help you.
No, never. Yeah. I don't think I've ever experienced that.
It's just there's so much technology and ideas, and you know, we get these questions, you know, all the time, people phoning up or sending some messages on socials saying, can I do this, have I tried that? And even, you know, this would be the 7th or 8th year that I do the show. So you've seen lots of strange things over the years anyway. I think, one I had once was someone who specialized in decorating top hats.
Okay.
And they're really interested in the 18 centimeter round platen because they wanted to decorate, they needed to isolate the area of the top to decorate onto it.
What are they putting on these top hats?
I think they're just like quite fancy ones, like maybe some glitter or some metallic vinyl or some.
Interesting.
I can't remember what the end usage was, but I just remember, that's a new one.
That's a very new industry. Yeah.
But it was, you know, it wasn't scorching and we managed to figure it out.
Did they bring top hats with them?
I don't think, no, they didn't have them with them.
I was going to say, that'd be an interesting one to carry around
because
I can't exactly squash that into a top
hat. No, you have to wear that around.
Maybe that's how we get our brand name out there this year. We just put styles on loaded top hats and make people wear them around the hall.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be quite funny.
Yeah. No, so there's nothing that we couldn't figure out.
No, it was pretty simple, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, if you are coming to the show with a problem, do by all means send us a message. Like, I'm going to be there on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. This is my problem. Can you fix it? I mean, chances are we could fix it before you even get to the show.
Yeah.
Most issues are fixed by following the Arch Method video that you did a few months ago.
Yeah, that has solved a lot of issues, not just from polyester, but like you say, jackets that we did before. We've had so many people message us already to say that they're going to come this year. But people that have been to the show previously and we haven't like met. And there's one guy in particular who's like, oh, I was too nervous to come over and say hello. I was like, the whole point of coming, like come and say hi. So yeah, I'm excited to meet some new faces that have joined our lives and have been listening to the podcast for the last 8 months. And yeah, we haven't met yet because like you said, we've got great relationships with all of our customers. So it'd be good to meet everyone.
Yeah. And you know, we both find it genuinely interesting hearing people's journeys and stories about why they start their business. So, you know, please feel free to bore us because we'd like to hear about it.
I feel like as much as I enjoy doing what I do every day, interacting with printers and getting to chat with them on the podcast and, you know, going out and seeing where they work and all of that is one of my favorite things to do because it puts everything we do day to day into actual real life usage and like helps people support their life basically.
Yeah. So let's talk talks. So we've got quite a few things planned and I'm excited to be, you know, if we go sort of chronologically, I guess.
Yeah.
The first talk of the day is actually on Sunday. I'm looking forward to opening the show in the sign and digital room. So something that was new for Premier and Promotion last year that you're carrying on this year is the Sign and Digital Show will be co-located with Printman Promotion. So if you are interested in learning more about signage and wide format printing, there is a show that's part of your ticket. It's just in the next hall over, so you can just walk straight through. You don't have to leave the building or anything like that. Just walk through and there'll be lots and lots of information about posters and different types of signage, lots of really interesting stuff. So I'm going to be in there at the beginning of the day. So if you are coming on a Sunday, I would suggest you, first thing to do is probably grab a coffee and then come over to the sign and digital area. I'm going to be talking about, my talk is called Beyond the Sign, How Sign Makers Can Dominate with Branded Apparel. So if you are already an existing sign maker or in something adjacent to e-printing, you've not done it yourself before, or perhaps you're thinking of starting out and this is going to be your first sort of foray into events around printing, then this one will be applicable for you too as well. It's just talking about the opportunity for signage companies or anyone that has connections in what the workwear industry or a existing customer database that you can already go to. I'm going to be talking about how to maximize that and really turn that into an extra revenue stream for your business. So it can either be a new revenue stream or your first revenue stream, but the talk would be definitely relevant to anyone who falls into either those two categories.
What time is that talk?
That is at 11 a.m.
Okay, so that is literally get there, quick recce, and then straight to the audience.
Yeah. And then when you finish that one, you can obviously ask me lots of questions. So it'll be about half an hour long. But then I'm also going straight over to the Decoration Advice Suite and Print Mail Promotion for 12 p.m. To talk about efficiency. So we've been doing some new efficiency challenges here, and we've been figuring out how to save you lots more time and money. So this one is going to be how to save 86 working days in 2025. So this is
86. I feel like that needs more emphasis. And 86
working days. And this will be, you know, tips and tricks that are relevant to all businesses. So even if you're in your first year of printing, there's be some information here that you can take away. So, you know, in your first year, can you save 86 working days? Maybe not. If you're an established business, you've already been going a year or two, then you can apply this technique to save lots and lots of time. But this will be something that's relevant for all businesses. And just think it's a real breakdown of an approach and understanding of business. So even if you're not using heat transfers or vinyl, you may be doing embroidery or screen printing. I'll make it accessible enough for everyone so that way you can learn something or apply something or just get you thinking about efficiency.
Yeah,
because you can save so much time and there's lots of money that's being left on the table by not being efficient.
Exactly. And one of the things that I won't go into detail now because everyone has to go and attend Andy's talk to figure out what the hacks are, but one of them in particular is such a simple one that could literally apply to anyone that owns a heat press. It saves a few seconds per garment.
Yeah,
but even that, like you said, for smaller businesses, that can save weeks every year. Like you could save a couple of weeks with just that one tip alone. So even like you say, if you are a new business, I would definitely recommend checking that out. And also for when you grow in the future, you'll already have that mindset of, well, how can I do this more efficiently, more accurately? You won't have to, you know, get to the point where you're like, I need to save days. You'll be doing it as you go.
So I would suggest you get in at 10 a.m., come and meet us on stand D30, head over to Sign Digital for 11, go to Decoration Advice Suite for 12.
Yeah.
So I'll be finished there about half 12. But I'll stick around as long as you need me to ask questions, follow up questions to talk. I would suggest at that point, grab some lunch, get some fuel in you because it will be a long day.
A lot of information.
Yeah, grab some lunch, something to just to keep the brain going again, especially after you've been to a couple of talks already.
Some more coffee.
Because then at 1:30, I'd recommend heading over to the Knowledge Centre.
Which
you'll be, Molly. What are you going to be teaching people about?
So last year I did how to market without a marketing department. And this year I'm doing how to market without a marketing department number 2, just to keep the title very interesting for everyone. Jokes aside, last year's talk was amazing. I really enjoyed it. It was packed. I was genuinely so surprised at how many people came to that talk. It went really well. I feel like everybody took away at least 2 or 3 things of key information that they applied then and there to their business and their marketing strategy. Everyone's hands were up all the time, like questions and comments on stuff. It was great. But I do feel like I just scratched the surface and there's a lot more I can help people with. Like when we were sort of writing the actual talk beforehand, I remember you saying to me, you were like, no, save that for the next one. So like that's too much in one. Like that was half an hour's kind of, it's long enough, but because we do lives and podcasts, like we're used to talking for longer. So I'm glad that I've got another opportunity to sort of fill in the gaps and expand on what everybody was told last year. And it is kind of a bit of an extension. So if you came last year and you listened to the first How to Market Without a Marketing Department talk, this one will put you into almost like phase two of that. And if you didn't attend last year, there'll still be plenty of information. We'll recap a little bit of what last year's talk was about as well. So you'll be well and truly covered from a marketing point of view.
Yeah. So these are really manageable and scalable tips and processes that you can work through. So if it's just you or just a few of you, I'm never going to be able to get a marketing coordinator in, or I can't afford an agency. Yeah. But Molly's really broken down into like, here's if you've got literally 10 minutes, you can still achieve something.
Yeah.
So it's something that absolutely anyone, any business can do, no matter if it's you just started, you can still follow these tips.
Yeah.
There's also a version of this presentation on our YouTube channel as well. So if you want to swat up before we
Oh, that's a good idea. I forgot about that. Yeah, so we did do all of our PMP presentations that we did last year on YouTube as Friday Lunchtime Lives after the event. So yeah, go and check out the first versions of that before coming to the show, and then you'll be all clued up for the next round.
But just for anyone, if it's your first time, don't worry, because the content in there means that you can get up to speed in the first part of the talk very easily.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't need to worry about having attendees. Just like, but we know lots of people will be repeat attendees.
Yeah.
So it means that everyone gets a chance to learn and also build upon their knowledge base from last year. But
it's very digestible, isn't it? The whole all of the education at the show.
And there'll be a working document to take away from it as well. So that way you can go home and sort of sketch it out and really get to planning. So you don't have to worry about where to start. We've taken some of the thinking out of it for you, so you can just get to creating that way.
The other thing I'm excited to talk about as well is that I'm not going to go into detail, but like the evolution of how marketing has changed as we go into 2025. And I've like touched on a few things in there that are going to help you be more efficient. And
yeah,
there's a few little new, I don't think people are going to be expecting that part.
Yeah, no, there's some very cool things that are planned for that one. Very interactive. And
it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, so you don't want to miss that one. And that's at 1:30 on the Sunday. So definitely come and join us for that one. And afterwards, that's the end of the talks for the day. I would recommend at that point, it'd be about 2 o'clock, just after two. That's when, maybe come back and visit us, start to meet some of the other clothing brands that are in the room, start to sign up with them and start to build that relationship with everyone you think is relevant in that room, or anyone that's can provide value to your business. So, like I say, you can go onto the Premier Promotion website, register for it, or if you go through to the styles.co.uk/events, we put all the information, how to register, how to sign up for a sample pack, all that good stuff is already on that page as well. So taking some of the hassle and figuring it out of the way for you as well there.
Yeah.
At that point, you've got another probably 2.5 hours to really kind of explore the NEC, which is probably enough time for most people. But if you're not, come back the next day. It's quite easy to get to the NEC. Tickets are still free. But that's a good place to, start to meet everyone. And then I would suggest, last half an hour of the day, come back to our stand and have a chat with us, talk about what you've learned today, any more follow-up questions you might have, or just things you're trying to figure out and you're not really sure about. We can provide unbiased advice on everything in that room that can help you, and things you should take away, and first steps you can make. That's the important thing, is to, when you've finished for that day, is to really make a list or a notes on your phone and just be like, okay, this is what I've learned today, and this is what I need to do next. It's really important you give yourself some action points and probably some timelines for what to do next, so that you don't want to be coming back year after year, but I'm going to be doing it next year, I'm going to do it this year.
And while it's fresh,
make it 2025.
Yeah, it needs to come while it's fresh in your head as well, because I feel like even if you go home for like a few days and you get back into the day-to-day of running your business, like those things might have gone and you'll forget, and then it's another year before the event comes around again.
So
like the evening of, or the next day, depending on if you're staying overnight, maybe sit down with a drink afterwards and have a little jot down. I know that's kind of what we do at the end of the day, don't we?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And if you can't make it the next day, we've got our customer service team is going to be here to phone up. So you can feel free to give them a call and be like, I saw this yesterday, I've got questions about this. They know exactly what's going on at the show, so they'll be able to give you some follow-up advice and maybe send you some other videos to look at and think about. But do pre-research, I think, is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And then come and join us for these talks. So just to recap for everyone, on the Sunday, there's the how sign makers can dominate with branded apparel, but this is applicable for anyone that's wanting to get started. We've got how to save 86 working days at 12 p.m. and we've got the how to market with no marketing department part two at 1:30. And some of these talks are going to get repeated. So for instance, I'll be doing my talk on Monday at 3 and Tuesday at 2. So depending which day you're attending, you'll be able to see it on both days. And Molly will also be doing her talk again on Monday at 1:30 p.m. as well.
I will.
Additionally, on the Monday, I'm going to be in Sign Digital again as part of a panel. And this is delivering customers' marketing message in printed form. So this is going to be a panel with four other people where we're going to just be kind of a quite open forum. We'll have a few discussion points. And that way you can just ask anything. So it's a kind of a 30-minute Q&A. So again, if you've got questions and you're there on the Monday, it can be related to anything when it comes to branded apparel. Just come along and ask us questions. You know, there's other people like Martin Harvey from Rallowise is going to be on the panel as well. So there's lots of really great advice that you can get from that panel. And again, if nothing quite fits what you want to learn about, come on and spend some time with all of us on the stand. We've got plenty of staff there, so we'll be able to provide some real value for everyone that's attending.
Yeah, I have to admit, I do think this is one of my favorite weekends of the year. And I know it's busy and mm-hmm. it's a lot. It's quite manic for all of us, but I love meeting people. I love like the adrenaline of it. I love meeting all of our brand mm-hmm. partners as well, like, because we don't really get to see them that much throughout the year.
No.
Like in person when we're all in the same place. Yeah. So that's fun. And yeah, it's just, I love watching everyone's face when they sort of see something for the first time, yeah. or they see how easy it is, or like solve a problem. And yeah, I feel like it just gives, it sort of recharges our batteries for the rest of the year in a way, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So you've been spending quite a lot of time making some content pre-show with a lot of the other brands that are there. I'm sure we're probably not allowed to say too much, but you know, there's some exciting products that are being launched at the show, some of that have been out, some that haven't. Is there anything that any brands that you're like, oh, you need to go and see this person? And I've seen it, but I can't tell you yet.
Yeah, I would say there is some really cool stuff from Bella Canvas.
Mm-hmm.
There's some very good additions from Audis this year as well. Yeah. They're just Hood's range. There's going to be some stuff. If you guys were a fan of the GH120 that I'm wearing right mm-hmm. now, you're going to be a fan of their new products.
Yeah.
Some people listening to this might know what I'm talking about, but if you haven't, go and check out the stand. Who else have we been talking to? I'm sure Beachfield will have some amazing new stuff. They always do every year. There's always something on their stand. I'm like, I want that. Like mm-hmm. the tone on tone beanies, the beanies. Yeah. There's one over there. They are really nice.
We had Gary from Stanley Stella pop in the other day. Yeah. I know he's got some exciting things planned on the Rallowise stand.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Grace and Lauren are going to have some really cool stuff on the Try Dry stand. They're going to be doing some live heat printing.
I was going to say, they're pressing again this year, aren't they? Which is going to be super cool. Yeah.
So there'll be lots of places like that. So anyone remembers last year, Bella Canvas stand was printing lots of our transfers onto shirts, and they were so popular.
All the transfers.
Yeah, we had to literally print overnight I don't know how many hundred, and have the motorcycle couriered over.
Yeah, of which Martin decided it would be a great idea to take a selfie with the delivery man. And I will insert image here for those of you watching on YouTube, because that just made my day.
Yeah, so the true heat print on demand was in session that way.
It was, quite literally. Yeah, that queue was, I've never seen anything like it at an event before. Like, yeah, it was just insane. I couldn't fit all the people in one camera shot.
Yeah.
That's how long that queue was. Richard was on that press for most of the day, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. He was loving it. Printing on designs.
And there's going to be a lot of retail-friendly products. So that's something that, you know, anyone that's interested in heavyweight products, this is the P&P for you. If you're thinking about that's part of your brand identity, that's a good place to start with those types of products. I would say that something for anyone that's doing like workwear fulfillment, especially like corporate or office wear, there's lots of stuff that's going to be available. One is this more sort of corporate, but like nice corporate stuff that's going to be available this year. Something that a lot of like...
You got any brands you can give away, or is that a
secret? I think Stanley Stella had announced their stuff. And there's another brand as well that I believe have got some other product like that. But there's a lot of like Oxford style shirts, but like slightly more relaxed and softer. Mm-hmm. Because there's lots of businesses that are going to be telling people to, you know, I think the hybrid working is becoming, there's the businesses that are kind of all hybrid, you know, nothing's going to change there, but I think some businesses are trying to encourage people to come back in a bit more.
Yeah.
And one of the ways of doing that is finding some sort of middle ground with workwear and nicer stuff to give them as well. So that way when they're in, they kind of, you know, feel smart, but also feel comfortable. So there's a lot of workwear with shirts and polo shirts, but like newer cuts and nicer feels that I know are going to be available. But even on the more relaxed bit, the heavyweight bit, it's thinking about what the actual end user wants to wear. So mm-hmm. I think we can see that people can easily get into trap with like just a standard t-shirt and a standard hoodie.
Yeah.
But that's not always what the end wearer wants. No. So understanding what is popular, you know, these brands have got a lot of money they put into research and development and trend analysis. So if they put it out at promotion and launch it there, it's probably because someone wants to wear it.
Yeah.
So it's really understanding that you need to know this product to take to your customer, at least offer it. Even if they don't take it, you need to offer it. But chances are there's people in that workplace, depending on what the demographic is, they're going to want something a bit different.
Mm. And the other thing what I've picked up from what you just said there is the gender mm-hmm. options that are available now. Sorry. The amount of different styles that mm-hmm. different brands have brought out for women rather than it just being like a unisex fit, and it's a bit, I mean, I personally like the oversized boxy range, but
yeah,
there's a lot of options now for different mm-hmm. Genders and like what you want to wear, which I think is good. So if you just ask the question on the stand, be like, what have you got for this versus this? Because
yeah.
Even like you say, some of that Stanley Stella stuff that was bought in the other day, just some of the like the cuts on them, and like they're like cropped but not too cropped, and mm-hmm. they are the thought that's gone into them, they're finished so nicely.
Yeah.
And it just, I want to wear it so much more than like a standard sweatshirt. Do you know what I
yeah.
mean? I think those options are really going to be good for people this year.
Absolutely. The other thing I would say is that if anyone that enjoyed our winter warm-up series that we did, so this yeah. is in October, so we have these very busy winter warm-up events where we're teaching people the opportunity with decorating outerwear and jackets and coats and the opportunities available there. I know our friend Sean from StormTech has got his own stand there. So, you know, really good quality jackets.
Oh, we love Sean.
So again, some perhaps people that we weren't partnering with Sean last year, but we are this year. And he's got some really great products. Again, if you're curious after those events, but you still haven't like pulled the trigger and actually got into decorating coats, you're missing a big opportunity. Again, this is a chance to play, okay, well, I'm going to be able to see all the coats that are available over these next few days and really get to understand them and feel them and see the zips and the decorating areas mm-hmm. and, you know, get a freebie, come and decorate it on our stand.
What was the work by stat, 1.73 or 4 billion that the... outerwear jackets market or something's worth.
And that's just for like males.
Yeah, it's huge.
The numbers in the UK are really massive. So that's really a big opportunity. And, you know, even if you're thinking about getting prepared for winter 2025, that's the time to start doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're coming up to spring. Some of them might be nice, like looser, lighter jackets that you can put to your customers. Even if you're just thinking about like September, October, and this is the time to do it, to get into those jackets, to start to understand them, start to decorate them. Because mm-hmm. You want to be having those conversations early with people to encourage them to buy them. Because you know, some of them are slightly more expensive, but the profit margins on them could be really massive.
As we demonstrated at the Winter Warm-up event. Yeah, we have got some of that content on our YouTube as well. So if you're listening to this and thinking, oh, I'd love to, you know, started in that, and you want to almost come prepared with questions yeah. at the show, then definitely check out those videos. And give yourself a little bit of knowledge before you come.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing is that, you know, if you're thinking about buying a heat press or getting into heat transfers, we've got some pretty ridiculous offers that are going to be available.
We have. I mean, pretty doesn't even cover it.
No, these will be the biggest offers that we've ever done on different equipment and different transfers. So if you're looking to get started or you're looking to grow, then come and see us on Stanty 30 because, you know, we've got something for everyone.
I am so excited.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see people's faces when we tell them what these offers are going to be because they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
They are the biggest and best that we've done so far.
Yeah. So we really want to give back to you all in 2025 and make sure you can start the year strong and just grow throughout it. So, you know, questions about equipment, offers on equipment, everything you need is going to be covered. And we're just very excited to meet everyone again.
Yeah. What would be your favorite PMP moment from last year, Andy?
I think it was seeing all the people at the talks, to be honest with you. They're, you know, when it might sound like marketing spiel to say, oh yeah, you know, it was really busy at Molly's talk, but it was literally, there's pictures of it.
And insert
video,
footage here.
You can see the video on our different social channels, but people were like queuing out of the, yeah, spilling out the sides. It was two or three people deep out the sides.
So,
you know, you need to make sure you get a seat at all of these talks, because if you want to sit down, get there early.
Yeah, I'll be talking for the full half an hour plus questions, so you want to sit down.
Yeah, so I think that was something that was probably my favorite bit, seeing how busy they were and seeing how engaged everyone was with learning and trying to improve their business, because, you know, we don't always get to see people on the other side of the camera, you know, getting engaged and learning and taking lots of notes and being inspired by it. But when we ran out the show and we could meet everyone and see these reactions, okay, this education that we've put a lot of time and effort into is really helping people and really worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. I think mine from last year was seeing everybody decorate different garments with our presses on their stands. Mm-hmm. So like Ordis had a press on their stand, Tridro had a press on their stand, Beachfield had a press on their stand, and everywhere I turned, people were utilizing Hotronics heat presses and our custom heat transfers on so many different types of garments. And it just really sort of hits home when you see the amount of variety that it can cover and the amount of brands. And I'm like, wow, okay, this is really, really big scale.
That's it. Look for Hotronics. And yeah, that's why people trust their
If you selfie with a Hotronics press at PMP, not necessarily, it can be on our stand, but that's kind of cheating. If you selfie with the Hotronics press at PMP, I will come up with some form of price for that.
There you go then.
Come up with something.
Yeah.
Come up with something
fun. Yeah. Come and say hello and tell us about your business and we'll put a senior there.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. So link in the description if you want to register for free. We'll send you all the information. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast for another episode next week. And we'll also be going live on our YouTube channel this Friday, as always, so make sure you're there for that. But until next time, see you later.